Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, February the 1st, 2023. First day of the month of February, Groundhog Day Eve. 13 minutes past the hour, 13 degrees. Mostly sunny skies here in Marion. And tomorrow is our big Groundhog celebration. We're really looking forward to it. What will happen? We will have our Groundhog Pizza. Under four slices of the pizza, it will say early spring. Under four slices of the pizza, it will say six more weeks of winter. Our groundhog, which is a groundhog, a person dressed in a groundhog suit, will arrive at 8:45. And, hey, that rhymed. They will pick a piece of pizza. Whatever weather prediction is under that pizza will be given to Mary Ellen Withrow. She will sign off on it, date it. That will be our weather prediction. Now, we also have plaques to present tomorrow, and that's kind of the business of today. Who is going to guess who is in the groundhog suit? Now remember, if you call in and somebody else is, if you hear somebody else on the line talking, don't keep calling in. Just wait till they're done and then call in, and then we won't have a backup of problems on the phone line. Does anybody want to guess the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding, as we should say? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to put my guess in.
All right, go ahead.
I changed it. I'm going to put Jeannie Evers.
Oh, you think Jeannie Evers might be in the suit?
Yeah, I had a man, but just at the last minute, I had two people, and last minute, I didn't do either one. I went with her.
Okay, we've got you down, Judy. Jeannie Evers is your guess.
Okay.
All right, there's one guess in for who's going to be Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, Judy has guessed Jeannie Evers. Now, who do you think will be in that groundhog suit tomorrow? Tasting that groundhog pizza, making that big prediction. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Now, we also have our groundhog trivia here. The person who gets the most groundhog trivia questions right will also get a prize. Let's see here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've got 11 answers here. A lot of groundhog trivia. This is Family Feud style. So the person who gets the most right answers here will also get a plaque. Now again, if you think you know who the groundhog's going to be tomorrow, give us a call. We'll write it down. You could win a prize if you guess the identity of the groundhog. Now here's the Family Feud category. 11 states with the most live groundhog events. That's what I have. Using an actual groundhog. What are the 11 states? Just give me one. You know, if you answer one right, we'll get you in for a prize. This is the 11 states with the most live groundhog events. Does anybody know which states have the most live groundhog events? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has four, and they are number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the list. So that is right. Pennsylvania, we got one. Thank you. Pennsylvania is actually number 5 on the list. So Judy is in one time here this morning. Name a state that you think might have the most live groundhog events. Now, we've got 11 of them. Go ahead, caller.
Since I'm not eligible, let's go for Dunkirk, Dave, and everybody else in New York State.
New York. Yes, New York is number 1 on the list. They have 7 places where they do it.
With Punxsutawney would be number 1, so I kind of guessed a weird one. But okay, well, put my 3 cents worth in, Scott.
All right, thank you. New York is number 1 with 7 live groundhogs. And Pennsylvania, number 5 with 4 live groundhogs. All right, which states have the most live groundhog events? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say Ohio.
Ohio. Ohio is number, 7 on the list with 3 live groundhog events. So we got you. Ohio is number 7 with 3 live groundhog events. All right, the category here, states with the most live groundhog events. Now, New York was number 1, Pennsylvania was number 5, and Ohio was number 7. Now, we've got 11 of these. Does anybody know the answer? The phone line is wide open. Judy's in with 2 answers at this particular point. 2 correct answers. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just try New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yes, New Jersey is number 6 on the list. You got it. New Jersey comes in at number 6. All right, phone lines are open here. We've still got quite a few answers left here. 7. We've still got 7 answers left. Name the state or states with the most live groundhog events. Phone lines are wide open right now, 740-751-4038. So far, we've got New York, number 1, Pennsylvania's number 5, New Jersey's number 6, Ohio's number 7. What are the other states that have the most live groundhog events? Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Indiana.
Indiana is number 3 on the list. You got it. Indiana shows up at number 3 on the list. All right, there are still other states here. Name the state with the most live groundhog events. We've got New York, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio. What else? Go ahead.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Let's try West Virginia.
West Virginia. No West Virginia on the list.
Darn it, I thought for sure they would. Okay.
No West Virginia on the list today. A state with the most live groundhog events. We've got New York at number 1, Indiana at number 3, Pennsylvania's 5, New Jersey's 6, Ohio's 7. What are the other states? There are 11 of them. Name a state with the most live groundhog events. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who knows the answers here this morning? Go ahead.
Let's try Michigan. don't even know if they have groundhog.
Michigan. Let's see here. No Michigan on the list.
Okay.
Michigan does not make the list here this morning. Events with the most are states with the most live groundhog events. Go ahead, caller.
Alaska.
Alaska. Let's see here. No Alaska on the list.
Okay.
No Alaska on the list here this morning. All right. We've still got answers here. And we've still got states. States with the most live groundhog events. Well, who knows? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Illinois.
Illinois, number two on the list. You got it. Illinois is number two on the list. So we've got New York, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Ohio. Still other states here on the list. Name a state with the most live groundhog events. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Virginia.
Virginia, yes. Virginia is number 11 on the list. You got it. Virginia was number 11 on the list. All right. Let's see here. We've still got some answers left. Give us a call. Now, maybe we have fixed the phone problem because I have not heard the beeping. So nobody seems to be calling over each other this morning, which is a good thing. So maybe people are getting the busy signal out there, which means maybe we fixed the phone problem. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Kentucky.
No Kentucky on the list. No Kentucky on the list. Now, if anybody is calling in and getting a busy signal, let me know. Because if you're getting the busy signal, then maybe we have fixed the problem that was causing the phone lines to go down. 740-751-4038. Now, we're giving away a plaque here and possibly a prize. But the category is state with the most live groundhog events. New York, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. Still other states here. Go ahead.
Let's try Vermont.
Vermont. Let's see here. No Vermont on the list. No Vermont on the list here this morning. Who has the answers? Now, if you are getting a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on trying back. 740-751-4038. The state with the most live groundhog events. Now, there are 11 of them here. New York 1, Illinois 2, Indiana 3, Pennsylvania 5, New Jersey 6, Ohio 7, and Virginia 11. Does anybody know a state that would have live groundhog events? We've got the top 11. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Texas.
Texas. Let's see here. No Texas on the list. No Texas on the list here today. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4 states left. States with the most live groundhog events. Four left. 740-751-4038. What are the four states left that have the most live groundhog events? New York was 1 with 7, Illinois 2 with 4, Indiana 3 with 4, Pennsylvania was 5 with 4, New Jersey, 6 with 3. Ohio, 7 with 3. And Virginia was 11. They have 2 live Groundhog events on Groundhog Day. Name a state that has live events on Groundhog Day. Who's got the answers here? Go ahead, caller.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. No Hawaii on the list. Good guess. No Hawaii on the list today. Not a bad guess, though. Still 4 left to go. A state with the most live groundhog events. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead. We lost that one. Guess we'll try the next one here. Go ahead.
Let's try North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yes, North Carolina was number 4. You got it. North Carolina rings in at number 4. 4 celebrations in North Carolina. So we've got New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. Still 3 other states to go. Events with live groundhogs. Go ahead.
Well, let's try South Carolina.
No South Carolina. South Carolina does not make the list. Apparently, the people in the northern part of Carolina are much more attuned to that than the people in the southern part of Carolina. All right, 3 answers left. Name the state with the most amount of live groundhog events. 3 states left. We've got New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. Still 3 left to go. Also, does anybody have a guess as to who Warren Groundhog Harding will be tomorrow? Who will that be? 740-751-4038. Who will be in our costume tomorrow at 8:45? Tasting the groundhog pizza. Giving us our weather prediction. Does anybody know who that will be? We've had 1 guess so far. Who do you think is going to be our groundhog tomorrow? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, what state do you think has the most live groundhog events? 3 states left to go that we have not named. We've named a whole lot of states here this morning. Who has the 3 remaining states? New York was 1 with 7. Illinois 2 with 4. Indiana 3 with 4. North Carolina 4 with 4. Pennsylvania 5 with 4. New Jersey 6 with 4. 3, Ohio 7 with 3, and Virginia 11 with 2. Still 3 states left to go. Does anybody know what 3 states are left? States that have the most live groundhog events. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, who do you think Warren Groundhog Harding will be tomorrow? Does anybody have the identity of our groundhog guest? Who's it going to be? You could end up with a plaque. You know, I guess if nobody guesses the identity of the groundhog, we'll just do something else with the plaque tomorrow. I don't know. Who could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Wisconsin.
Let's see here. Whoop, I lost my list there for a second. Wisconsin. Yes, Wisconsin is right behind Ohio with 3 on the list. You got it. Wisconsin, number 8 on the list. The state with the most live groundhog events. New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin, Virginia. 2 states left to go. Does anybody know what those 2 states are? And the phone lines are wide open. Or do you want to put a guess in as to who Warren Groundhog Harding might be tomorrow? Who's going to be in that suit? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Lines are currently open. We would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers here? Or does anybody have a guess as to who Warren Groundhog Harding will be tomorrow? You know, that all starts at 8:15. Now, will we be outside? I don't know at this point. But all the festivities will be there. Prizes, plaques, groundhog pizza, somebody in a groundhog suit. Who will be that person in the groundhog suit? There's a big question for you. Now, can you really give us a guess? You get one guess here. Who do you think is going to be in that groundhog suit tomorrow? Less than 24 hours from now. Can you imagine? Just right around the corner. Who will be the person in that suit? 740-751-4038. I'm sure we've got a lot of intelligent listeners out there who might have a guess as to who will be in the groundhog suit. Our Warren G. Groundhog. And we still have 2 states left here. Name a state with the most live groundhog events. We still have 2 left to go. 2 states. We've got New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin, Virginia, and 2 more to go. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try New Hampshire.
No New Hampshire on the list. New Hampshire does not make the list. All right. I think we have another call coming in here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Minnesota.
No Minnesota on the list. Good try.
All right, thanks.
No Minnesota on the list here this morning. Boy, oh boy, 2 left. Name the state with the most live groundhog events. New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin, Virginia. Still 2 left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is Georgia on the list?
Georgia, yes. Georgia's number 10 on the list. All right, Georgia. Number 10 on the list. So 1 left to go. What is our last state here? 1 more state that has live groundhog events. New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Virginia. Still 1 left. What is the final state here? 740-751-4038. Event with the most live groundhog events. One state left to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. Also, can anybody guess the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Alabama.
Yes, Alabama. Number nine on the list.
It
is. You got it.
Well, there's so much southern, you wouldn't think.
I guess they're into the groundhog in Alabama.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, let's move on to the next category now. And I think we have 11 answers here as well. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. By the way, does anybody want to guess the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding? The phone lines are wide open. Who is going to be under that suit tomorrow? 740-751-4038. All right. Now, this is kind of an interesting question for all that's been going on here in Marion. Name another live animal that is used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. How about that? They use other animals on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. What other animals are used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog? 11 answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
A squirrel?
Let's see here. Squirrel. You know what? I don't see a squirrel on the list. No squirrel on the list of 11 animals here. What other animals, other than the groundhog, are used to predict the weather on Groundhog Day? Does anybody know? There's a lot of animals on here that are used to predict the weather on Groundhog Day other than the groundhog. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What other animals might you be used? Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
A raccoon.
A raccoon. Let's see. No raccoon on the list. No raccoon on our list here today. Let's see what else we got coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
A bass. A fish.
A fish. Let's see here. I don't see a fish on the list.
All right, thanks.
No fish on the list. An animal that is used to predict the weather on Groundhog Day other than a groundhog. We don't have any of these yet. What are the other animals that are used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog? Go ahead, caller.
They're wild animals, right, that you've got?
You know, not necessarily.
Okay, I'm going to say a rat or a mouse.
A rat or a mouse? No rat or mice. No rat or mice on Groundhog Day to predict the weather. Name an animal other than a groundhog that is used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather. We've got 11. None of them yet. You know, some of these are used a lot of places. 6 cities use one. 3 cities use another. 3 cities use another. 2 cities use another. And then all the other are isolated animal events to predict the weather. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a rabbit?
A rabbit. Let's see here. No rabbit on the list. No rabbit on the list. animals used other than the groundhog to predict the weather? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. Boy, oh boy, who would have guessed all these other animals were used on Groundhog Day to help predict the weather? Does anybody know what they are? We are striking out big time on this one. Well, a list of 12 animals, I guess, here. 12 animals that are used to predict the weather other than the groundhog. Go ahead, caller.
How about one? I think it's like a mole. They dig down in the ground, a mole?
I do not see a mole on the list.
Are you sure you got the right list?
Well, this is what they sent me. No mole on the list. No mole on the list today. Animals other than the groundhog that are used to predict the weather on Groundhog Day. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. 12 live animals used other than a groundhog to predict the weather on Groundhog Day, and we don't have one of them yet. Oh, how depressing here this morning. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a beaver?
A beaver. Let's see. Yes, a beaver is used in Portland, Oregon to predict the weather. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes, they use a beaver in Portland, Oregon to predict the weather on Groundhog Day. Well, how about that? All righty. Other animals that are used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. We've got a beaver. What might the other animals be? 740-751-4038. 11 other choices so far. Holy moly. Go ahead.
How about a chinchilla? Whatever that is.
No chinchillas on the list. No chinchillas on the list. We got a beaver. Apparently there's a beaver in Portland, Oregon that knows the weather. What other animals are used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather? Does anybody have a guess as to who our groundhog will be tomorrow? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a possum?
Possum. Yes, possum is number 2 on the list.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
3 cities use possums to predict the weather on Groundhog Day. So 3 other cities use possums, and Portland, Oregon uses a beaver. What other animals might be used here? Animals used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than the groundhog. 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a chipmunk?
Chipmunk. No chipmunks on the list.
Okay.
No chipmunks on the list today. I should mention, by the way, that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will follow this show today, 10:15 until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right. Well, we've got possum and we've got beaver. But we don't have the number one answer yet. Other animals used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, does anybody have a guess as to who our groundhog will be tomorrow? Now remember, it will be somebody dressed in a groundhog suit. Who will be in that suit tomorrow? Go ahead, caller.
How about a snake?
No snakes on the list. No snakes on our list. Does anybody have a guess as to who is going to be in that groundhog suit tomorrow? That Warren Groundhog Harding suit, who will be sampling the groundhog pizza at 8:45 tomorrow morning. Will we be inside? Will we be outside? I don't know. Mary Ellen Withrow should be there. James Anderson should be there. The groundhog will be there. Bob Welsh with the pizza will be there. Linda Sims will be there. It will be one of those epic proportion events, to be sure. An animal used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. So far, we've got a possum and a beaver. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or does anybody know who our groundhog is going to be tomorrow? And we'll have plaques to pass out. Don't forget the plaques. If somebody guesses the identity of the groundhog, you'll get a plaque. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'll give an answer so silly it's probably going to be there. A dog or a cat?
Let's see here. Yes, dog. Actually, two different places use a dog. Number four on the list.
Dog is actually there. Number four?
Number four. Two cities use dogs.
So dog is there. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, you know, it's crazy enough to be true, Scott. Have
All
a
right.
good day.
Dog is on the list. All right. And we keep on going. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I remember my grandma saying something about a caterpillar. Do they predict weather?
You know, a caterpillar. That's interesting. No caterpillar on the list. Do you have a guess as to who's going to be under the groundhog suit?
Who was the guest earlier? I missed that.
Jeannie Evers. Judy said Jeannie Evers.
Okay, my guess is Adam.
Adam. Okay, good guess. Thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Adam has been guessed as being under the groundhog suit. Who's going to be under the groundhog suit tomorrow? Now, Sarah, Lee, Mary, Trish, you're not going to give us a guess as to who's going to be under the groundhog suit? All of our... Sarah, Lee, oh my goodness. Sarah Lee, how about that? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a bear.
No bear on the list.
A bear?
Grizzly bear. Yeah, grizzly bear's on the list. We'll go with that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Grizzly bear is on the list. Now, we've got, we have not had a guess from Sarah. We have not had a guess from Lee. We have not had a guess from Trish. We have not had a guess from Mary. Who do you think is going to be under the groundhog suit tomorrow? Now, remember, we've had two guesses. Judy says Jeannie Evers. Ryan says Adam. Who's going to be under that suit? You know, nobody really knows this but me at this particular point. Adam could even guess who's going to be under the groundhog suit. 740-751-4038. As we slide out here. Nobody's got to get. Boy, you know, I thought somebody would guess this and be right on the money, would know the person under the groundhog suit. All right. Let's see what we got coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
I guess Glenn Coble.
Glenn, oh, that's a good one, Mary. Glenn Coble. He's doing some other things. We can't announce yet, but hopefully in the days to come, we'll be able to announce that as well.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, it would be a great opportunity for him.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I think, as time goes on.
Yes.
Thanks, Mary.
All righty.
All right. Hey, I wonder if Mary's husband has a guess. I should have asked her while I had her on the line there. Mary guesses Glenn Coble. No guess from Sarah yet. No guess from Lee. Ryan says Adam. Mary says Glenn Coble. Judy says Jeannie Evers. And our other listeners, do our other listeners have any guesses as to who will be under that suit tomorrow when that head comes off and the sampling of the groundhog pizza goes on? Anybody can give us a guess, and you can get a plaque. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to be under the groundhog suit tomorrow? Who's going to be our first Warren Groundhog Harding? Trish? No guess from Trish yet? All right. Judy said Jeannie Evers. Ryan said Adam. Mary said Glenn Coble. Who knows? Who knows who's going to be in that suit? It's going to be a fun event tomorrow morning, kicking off at 8:15 a.m. Mary Ellen, James Anderson, Linda Sims, myself, Bob Welsh, Groundhog Pizza, predictions. Boy, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. Emanating live from the studio on South Prospect Street. All right, 740-751-4038. And we still have our trivia question here. 12 animals used to predict the weather on Groundhog Day other than the groundhog. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a penguin.
A penguin? Nope, no penguin on the list. No penguin on the list here today. Well, it looks like Judy, pretty much with 10 correct answers or 11 correct answers so far, is going to get our plaque. So, Judy, if you want to show up tomorrow morning between 8 and 9, we will have your plaque for you for answering the most amount of groundhog trivia questions right. So that looks like a done deal. We've got that question answered. But do we have any more guesses as to who is going to be under the groundhog suit? Who's going to be in that suit tomorrow? Judy says Jeannie Evers. Ryan says Adam. Mary says Glenn Coble. Who's it going to be? My goodness. No guesses from Lee yet. Maybe he went back to sleep. No guesses from Mary. Or no, we got Mary. No guesses from Sarah. No guesses from Trish. No guesses from our other listeners. Is anybody going to put a guess in? Who is going to be the mystery sleuth who's going to guess the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding? The first Warren Groundhog Harding. 740-751-4038. Do you have the answer? Don't forget tomorrow, big Groundhog Day event. We're going to have a lot of fun. Kicks off at 8:15. We're going to have the Groundhog Pizza there. Holy moly. And Warren Groundhog Harding is going to show up. And he's going to pick a piece of pizza. And under four slices of that pizza, it's going to say early spring, and under four slices, it's going to say six more weeks of winter. And then Mary Ellen Withrow will sign that prediction into fact. James Anderson will be on hand to fill us in on the groundhog tomorrow. Hey, and he'll be able to tell us what went on down at WMRN, because I believe he's going to that event earlier in the morning. And we'll have Bob Welsh there, and we thank Bob for all he's done supplying the trivia and the Groundhog Pizza tomorrow and the plaques. And Linda Sims will be there. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. So you won't want to miss tomorrow, Groundhog Day, our first annual Groundhog event. And I guess the events of today will dictate if we'll be outside tomorrow from 8:15 to 9. Now, if we're inside, I guess you can just come inside and see what we're doing. Okay. Well, any more guesses? We've got 2 minutes left here. Who do you think Warren Groundhog Harding is? Now, don't forget, Judy has won the day. She will get the plaque for answering the most amount of groundhog trivia questions right. So, Judy, you can pick that up tomorrow between 8 and 9. We should have that at the station. And it's a nice-looking plaque. I've seen it. Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. All kinds of good programming here on the station. Does anybody have any more guesses? The live animal used on Groundhog Day to predict the weather other than a groundhog. We've got a minute left here to go. 740-751-4038. Well, I tell you, it's been fun. And we'll have Groundhog Day tomorrow. Then we'll have our Friday hullabaloo on Friday. Remember, tomorrow we will be emanating from the studio on South Prospect Street starting at 8:15 a.m. We'll pray that it's warm weather. Maybe we'll have some pictures that we can put up on Facebook and other media platforms so people can see the groundhog and the groundhog pizza and Mary Ellen and James Anderson and Linda and the whole assemblage tomorrow morning. Well, for this day, hey, join us tomorrow. This is Scott Spears on Groundhog Eve, first day of February, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks ladies, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body, and if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me, too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Thinking about you. Things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh, you gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie,
they shrink?
No, wait. You know, so you have mental anguish over this
yes,
now. So it's not only the physical, it's the mental anguish.
it's like you guys are something else.
No, we are. That's why we're here.
I'm deadly interested in this story.
If we weren't something else, we'd be walking all the way.
Yeah, but Lord, it's physical.
But the thing.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
OhioNotary.us is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Website OhioNotary.us. Providing notarization services of any document, anywhere in Mid and Central Ohio, at homes and businesses. OhioNotary.us, a proud supporter of WWGH Radio.
You are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Regina Lynn Geyer, age 59, passed away on January 29th. She is survived by her husband, children, grandchildren, dog, and siblings. To honor her wishes, no services will be held. A celebration of life will be held in her honor on Saturday, February 4th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the American Legion, 531 Bell Fountain Avenue. You may leave an online condolence at cremationservicesofohio.com for Regina Lynn Geyer. Thomas Grover Bryant, age 86, of Marblehead, originally of Caledonia, passed away on January 27th. He is survived by his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brother, and sister-in-law. Friends may call from 12 to 1 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of February, at the Timpson and Melroy Funeral Home, 407 South Main Street in Caledonia. Service will begin at 1 with Pastor Terry Burkhart officiating. Interment will be in Caledonia Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at timpsonmelroy.com. For Thomas Grover Bryant, a native of Caledonia. James W. Timmons, Jr., age 68, of Green Camp, passed away on January 18th. He is survived by his children, sister, grandchildren, and great-granddaughter. Friends may call at the Boyd Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street, on Friday, February 3rd, from noon to 1. Military rights will be provided by the Marion County Veterans Council at the funeral home at 1. Graveside service will be held in the Green Camp Cemetery at 1:30 this Friday in the afternoon. You may leave an online condolence at BoydFuneralMarion.com for James W. Timmons, Jr. of Green Camp. Lesta Jean Basel, B-A-S-E-L, age 76, of Prospect, February 29th. She is survived by her daughter, sons-in-law,